Have you seen the story of the pilot who had to get his hours up, who got bored?
Well, yeah, I'm trying to sort of fathom it. He wrote "I'm bored" in the air.
No, he didn't write it in the air. Are you thinking he put it out in smoke trails?
No. I'm thinking that he flew that particular route, if you like, which could only be tracked by people on their computers.
It's a thing called Flight Radar 24. I don't know whether we can bring it up in front of you, that it will track the flight path of of planes, so that if, you know, someone says planes had to do circles, you can look at this site and you'll see, oh, yeah, and it follows the circles that the plane has done. This bloke wrote, "I'm bored," in the sky, and aviation enthusiasts have all seen it. We're going to ask a pilot if this is so unusual. It's most amusing. We're going to do that next. It's 16 after 6. An Adelaide pilot has taken workplace venting. Well, it's not really venting, to new heights by etching "I'm bored" into the sky. And that is that if you follow his flight path on computer, that's somewhere like Flight Radar 24, he has written "I'm bored." James Nixon, former A380 pilot. James, good morning to you.
Good morning, gents. I'm not bored.
Did you see the story, James, and what was your reaction?
No. I thought, well, he's been trained very well, that young fella, because these guys are cadets trying to get their hours up before they go back to their home countries. And it's the hardest part of the job is staying awake, and especially with night freight, a classic case in the great Australian nights. They're all out there flying one night, and everyone's listening to each other and saying nothing. And the controllers are listening and trying to stay awake as well. And this guy goes, I'm bored. And the controller bolts upright. He says, "Unidentified aircraft using abusive language, identify yourself." And he goes, I said I was effing bored, not effing stupid.
But this guy is clearly identified. And this is something the pilots must know that you're capable of doing, that if you fly a certain pattern, it will, on the computer screen, bring up words such as "I'm bored." Would he fly that freestyle, or would he have to program that into the plane's GPS?
He would have programmed that into the GPS system that made a lot of waypoints, probably as an exercise, a navigation exercise, because you've got to navigate from place to place, and so it's part of your training to do all this sort of stuff. He's the first person to try this. So Airbus started this about 4 or 5 years ago by flying their new A350 aircraft around France, and in so doing, making up logos and all sorts of different things. So it's a thing that's been happening in the last few years since they got on the flight radar. And I think a few guys have done some amazing things in the skies over the United States.
Sorry, just to round it off, this bloke, if you look at what he's done carefully underneath "I'm bored," he's drawn a figure of meat and two veg, if you're with me. So.
If I'm with you, but it could be Foo looking over the fence, couldn't it?
It could, but it's not.
It
could be Foo looking over the fence. Let's give him the benefit of the doubt.
So part of the training, part of a pilot's training is to aimlessly sit on his backside on an aircraft just to build up hours and not actually learn anything.
Well, it is learning. He's trying to stay awake. In fact, the classic case of a Middle Eastern pilot at Adelaide who was doing his training and navigation exercise, he had to go to Mildura, refuel and come back again to Adelaide. And, of course, flying in towards the afternoon sun, he sort of fell asleep. So he's fallen asleep, fast asleep, as he's heading towards Adelaide. And obviously someone hadn't taught him the trick that us old pilots know. You dial up the Morse code identification of the ILS for the destination airport that you're going to. So when you'd be coming back on night freight, you'd have the, as you got over Kinglake, you'd have the Morse code for Eston and going, dip-it, dip-dip-dip, and getting louder and louder all the time like an alarm clock, just in case.
Wow, okay. There are people heading to the airport going, James, nice to chat as always. James Nixon, former A380 pilot. Have a look at the story. It is most amusing. I don't think he's going to get into trouble. It's 24 after 6, Ando next.